So, good afternoon. Yeah, it's, geez, I can't even see it. I think it's like 12:54 in the morning, in the afternoon, sorry, 12:54 in the afternoon on Monday the 18th. 16 minutes, 4 seconds.
16 minutes, 3 seconds per mile.
Yes. First mile, 16 and a little. 16.3, 16.4. I'll take it. Particularly since I lost half a minute just taking a picture. So, certainly a good first mile. My legs are telling me it was a good first mile. Whoa. Had some good songs. Like two. Maybe three and a little. Nose is running. It's 50 degrees out, but I neglected to take into consideration the wind when I put on my jacket instead of my parka, so I'm freezing even with the workout. My hands are cold, my ears are cold, wind is blowing right through me. And I wasn't going to do it today. I don't have anything to say. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know where I'm going to go with this today. Greydock the Splithead is very much on my mind. As are the fans who are sending me emails and posting on Facebook and wondering where the book is. Where is the book? Where is the book? Where's the book? Double Share needs to get re-released so I can put out Captain's Share. Yeah, I know. I owe Sigler this story and I'm overdue. So this has got to take priority. If I put out one of my books without sending him a story, at least a draft, he's going to be quite rightfully upset. So all of my time, all of my work time goes into Greydock the Splithead. Just the way it has to be right now. At some point, I am going to catch up. I talked about this with my therapist today, and she had some interesting insights. One of the reasons that it's so difficult for me to do these books is that they're old. They're not me anymore. And so it's difficult for me to go back and revisit these stories, particularly the older ones. A Double Share is 3 years old. Captain Share is 2 years old. Owner Share is over a year old. And I have changed so much in my writing style, in my person. I think, except for Captain Share, which I think I wrote after I lost my job as technologies coordinator, gave up my cushy PhD position in favor of a hard scrabble artist's life. Or more accurately, the university decided for me to stop funding my position. So yeah, that's sort of... Yep, anyway, moving right along, moving right along. My eyes are burning today. I don't know what they're burning from, unless it's just the cold and the wind. The wind has made them run. So my nose is running, my eyes are running. I probably create quite a picture as I stride along with my wet beard. Trying to keep the pace up a little bit, although after that first mile it's going to be a challenge. My hips are telling me, dude, you overdid. So we'll take it one day at a time here. So yeah, Greedock the Splithead. I've been playing with ideas about splits. And yes, the obvious one is that he got his head split as a kid and as a small Quith leader and survived having his head cut open. So that's one choice. Another is a more metaphysical one, a psychological one, where he has perhaps a split personality, where he's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which is an interesting choice. That might actually work out. And there's the artistic, or I guess this would be more metaphysical, is he's an artist and a criminal. So what is his art? What is his medium? I still like Glassblower, because all that hot furnace time is a good way to get rid of bodies. So that thought had crossed my mind. Also, molten glass is a wonderful torture device. Dip an appendage in it, pull back a charred stump. It's coated with glass that sticks to it. Yes. Vicious, wicked. So there's some possibilities there that the artist and the businessman overlap. And then there's the problem I have with how do I make him, I'm not going to say sympathetic, but sympathetic, I suppose, is the right word. He has to believe that what he's doing is right, because otherwise he wouldn't do it. So is he doing it just because he's a leader? Is he doing it because he has criminal tendencies? Not all leaders are criminals. Some are in the military. Some are in government. They're not all criminals. Some of them have, from a certain sense, altruistic kinds of leanings to foster the society. So what is Greedock? I think I know. Having just asked the question, I think the answer came to me. No, I'm not going to say what it is, because that's a spoiler. Yeah, I think this is going to work out. So yeah, he has a reason. He has a purpose. He has a purpose for becoming a criminal mastermind, a businessman. He's a businessman. It's only from our perspective that he's a criminal mastermind. From his perspective, he's merely a businessman, merely going up the rather pedestrian work of earning a living, raising money, taking care of his extended family, his workers and warriors, his employees, the people who followed him, people who, without whom he would not actually be a leader, although he would have the drive, he wouldn't have the wherewithal to lead. I like the way this is shaping up. I feel like I should send an apology to Scott, but this is a process, and one I think he knows pretty well, so we'll get it. Made me think of King and I again. The writers did a very interesting job with the King and I in giving everyone unique speech. The King in particular had Uncle Paul had a verbal tic that he'd used that kind of set his speech apart. And it's most probably recognizable from people who know the Yul Brynner version, etc., etc., etc. But he often repeated things three times. Put it on, put it on, put it on. And who? He's not an owl. He was asking who was it at the door. So he had this very interesting verbal tic that was part of his English, that presumably was not part of his Thai language. Which made me think of Pip, Philip Carstairs, and his sayings that for the most part I made up out of whole cloth, out of the need to have something outrageous for him to say. I have to admit, I was scraping the barrel by the time I got down to the book, the third book, because I don't think he really repeated himself. If he did, it was by accident. Which is unusual, because usually if you have something like that, you use it again and again. Pip only used them once. They'll throw away lines for him. Interesting challenges. Is that something that he carried forward? Is it something that he brought from his family of origin? Or was it an affectation that he adopted when he left the normal path? I don't know. Well, I had a little break from the wind. It's back. I'll go in the lee of this house here in a second. Then I'll have a bit of a break before making the turn north. I'll have it full in my face. That'll be terribly pleasant. Not. Anyway, I also have a short story. I had a scene in Owner's Share that I cut out because it happened before they found out of the catastrophic event that would soon befall. And so I changed up the way the front of the story began, and when I did, I lost the opportunity for that scene, that chapter. It's about, I don't know, 8,000 words or so, 5,000 words. It would make a good short story if I could figure out where to put it in. I suppose I could put it back into Owner's Share. But move it to a different place. I might do that. Except that he doesn't go anywhere without his bodyguard. Yep, I knew that wind was going to hurt. Ouch. So I'm face to the wind, made the last turn north. Nothing between me and the mountains for all intents and purposes. And that wind, yikes, that's cold. Got inside my jacket and turned the sweat cold. Yuck. Yeah. Anyway, so I think this is good. I'm thinking about all kinds of stuff. And the one thing that I do know is that creativity begets creativity. And getting the pump primed so that the water is flowing is one of the keys. It's coming. So is spring. I think they may arrive together. But I gotta get this story out before spring, or Sigler will disown me. He'll kill me in one of his stories. I could hope for worse, I suppose. Maybe the last story I do for hire. And once, a great deal of fun, and on the other side, very, very difficult. It's hard enough getting my own stuff done, doing stuff for other people. But I owe Scott a lot, more than I can repay with a story. Gotta get it done.
miles in 33 minutes 42 seconds. Lap pace 17 minutes 37 seconds per mile.
17.5 minutes on the second mile. That's not bad. That's not bad at all, considering. But that also means that I'm coming up on the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.